The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Week's Peak. I am your host, Ralph Tronchi. And it's good to be back. It's another Saturday. Hopefully, y'all listen to the Wednesday episode I did a few days ago. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't the best episode. And, I kept saying that during the episode, too. But hopefully y'all listen and got some inspiration there. You know, that's kind of the goal of each of these episodes. But hey, you know, sometimes you get good episodes, sometimes you don't. It's just kind of, you gotta go with the flow sometimes, you know. But anyways, so today we have a great episode coming your way with someone who I've known for I'm not even gonna put a number on it because we've known each other for a very long time. But without further ado, the one and only Dimitri Kutsepis. Dimitri, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. Glad to film this episode with you.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be here.
For sure. So, first things first, what should we know about Dimitri Kutsepis? Give us some facts about yourself.
Well, the Dimitri Kutsepis is a elusive creature. I'm a guy. My whole ambiance about myself is I'm a tech guy. I love sound engineering and all things just technical.
I like that. And that's kind of what we're gonna be gearing our episode today. Just kind of like technology. But before we do get started, I just wanna. I have this constant memory. Okay, there are two things I want to bring up. Number one, I remember back in middle school, right? You know, we'd be taking notes like normal people. You know, you take notes on a notebook, a piece of paper, right? And you know, everybody would be taking notes, and it was the funniest thing because when there was a silence in the classroom, you know, we're taking the next part of notes. Everybody, you know, you hear the pencils tapping in the desk, but you also hear another tap. And this tap was on the computer. And I just remember how in middle school, you know, you used to bring your MacBook there and take notes on that. And I remember it was just the funniest thing because it would, you know, we'd hear everybody writing with these pencils and pens. And then we got you over here in the back just typing with the computer. So it's the funniest thing, man.
But, funny you mentioned that. Even today, as we all are typing on something at school, I still am the loudest kid. I just have really heavy fingers when it comes to typing.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, and the second thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, I remember back in our days of school together, we used to make these fire videos together, okay? And for those of you who don't know, all right, there was some projects we needed to do. I feel like, I don't know, 6th, 7th grade. And we'd always pair up to do these. And these were just the funniest videos, man. And I was looking at and watching one of them last week. And it cracks me up to this day, man. Like, we...
Some of the stuff that we just thought to put in them is just the... I can't imagine how we would think that up at our age.
Sure, yeah. It's the funniest thing, man. But yeah, if y'all need to go watch that because I made it public on my YouTube channel. So y'all got to go watch it because it's some pure comedy there.
I don't even know.
What we were like, what, 11, 12-year-old?
It was 6th and 7th grade, so it was, yeah, so that's like 12, 11, 12, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe 13.
It's the funniest thing, but. So we have come a long way here.
Yeah, we sure have.
So, anyways, yeah, let's go ahead and get into it here. So we brought up your sound guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about that. What exactly, you know, is sound editing and how you kind of got into that field?
Well, I got into it mostly in high school. The reason I got into it, honestly, was the tech guy at our school was giving his annual presentation at the beginning of the year. And just normal basics about now you're having devices and how not to do anything on them. He also mentioned if you joined the broadcast club, which is the the club that did all the events at my high school, that there's a chance you can go to Skywalker Ranch. So me, as a nerd and loving Star Wars, I was like, oh, hell yeah. And ever since then, I've been delved into the world of sound. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've dove a little deeper into, you know, editing, but for videos, and I've done it a little bit more professionally with my last internship. How different is it from editing a video opposed to sound?
So it's a good amount different. So a great way to look at it is, other than broadcast, I am also the sound designer for my high school's theater department. And I'm in charge of creating the sound plot and the program for the play or musical that we do. And the way I like to look at it is that you are editing a stage. You are editing a physical ground instead of a screen and a video. And that mixed with projections, I also edit for projections as well.
Got it. And is it kind of tough, you know, getting started in that area, or how's like the training?
You know what? It's not as hard as you would think. It really takes like the effort. If you really have the effort and you want to know how, it's not too hard once you get into it.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of, you know, ties back in almost, I feel like almost every single episode, we've kind of come back to a theme of just having a passion for something, you know? And obviously when you have a passion, when you have drive for doing something, obviously it kind of takes away the difficulties. So, so you've been doing this since your start of your high school?
Around the end of my first year.
Got it.
Yeah.
And, And like, is there, in terms of, you know, what you're a part of, is there a way to kind of rank up? Like, what are the different kind of stages you go through?
Well, you ever see the movie Wolf of Wall Street? One of those scenes is when you first start out, you are pawn scum. And that's kind of how it was when I started on the broadcast club. All I did was wrap up chords and unwrap chords, basically. But eventually, and then now, fast forward, now I'm running an entire event. It's just really a build up. There's lots of room for improvement. It's just if you apply yourself.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And actually, there's another. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, go for it.
Oh, there's also another funny story with that. The beginning of this year was when I was I ran my first show. Fully at the beginning of this year. There was another senior, but he let me do it because he does photography as well. So he let me run the show this time. And I'll never forget the first time I was fully running the event. Two separate kids who had just joined the club came up to me at separate times asking me to run the soundboard for the event. And I just thought it was really funny. I was just like, I looked at them with a big smile on my face, and I was just like, ha ha, no, and walked away. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
God, yeah. So, you know, when you're going into these, you know, plays, like how much preparation, you know, goes into these?
Untold hours of labor. We have two, one play and one musical a year, and we have our first meeting for our fall play the first week of school. If you're one of the managers, our first meeting was the first week of school, and we are working once it starts up every day after school and most of the weekends on something. You get Fridays off, and then each manager gets a day off of the week. So 3 days a week, till about 8 or 10, depending on the time of day that we get off.
Gotcha. So, yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Depending on the day, I'm at school, I will be there from the latest I'll be at school is for 14 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. So there's a lot goes into it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Gotcha. Is there, how much room is there, you know, for, you know, like mistakes to be made here and there?
Oh, of course there's mistakes to be made. On our fall play, I was editing and making notes on the cues for sound and projections. Every single show, I had maybe one or two things to change. Mm-hmm. And 'cause we usually run the show, gosh, like 3-4 times before, fully before. But you always catch mistakes on the night of. Mm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I'll never forget, there was one cue, one projection cue that just the whole time, I tried to fix it like 8 times through the show, and it never worked out. So some things that just don't work as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Man. Cool. So if someone wanted to kind of get into this field, you know, what would you recommend to them just kind of getting started?
Honestly, high school is a great way to get into anything. It's really the first stepping stone to finding your interests. So just find programs at your school that deals with what you want. If it's sound and technology, do that. Like, just talk to people. Mm. And yeah.
Got it. That's cool. So, you know, when I think, you know, technology, you know, one person that just comes to mind is Elon Musk.
Okay? Yeah, that guy. I love that guy.
Oh, man. What a guy, you know. And before we even, you know, move on to that, I just want to ask, you know, obviously it's, he's a baby. Okay. And he has this, this name that I'm having a little trouble pronouncing. Okay. So I would just want to know, you kind of have a pronunciation of it?
I think I do. I like to think of myself as a proficionado for names. No, his name, I believe it is pronounced as Ash A12. Because I think, yeah, it's like A-E-X. That's supposed to mean Ash. And then A12 is a spy plane that Elon Musk really adored. Yeah.
It's a hell of a way to pick a name.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely. Yeah. I believe it's something. I believe his real name is something like James, though. It is just a placeholder, right. So he didn't have to ruin the kid's entire life.
Right. Can you imagine just, you know, going up to someone and be like, hey, my name is, you know, Ash 12.
Oh, yeah. It's just not. It would not be a fun middle school years. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I mean, you're a fan of Elon Musk. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Know, I'd assume with that, probably a fan of Tesla.
Right? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, you know, electric cars in general, you know, they were always been a thing, but obviously, you know, Elon has done something greater to them.
Just compared to him, there's really has been no other when he stepped up to bat. Before, you really only had the Prius, and I believe the Volt was around. I think the Volt kind of came around before he gained his popularity, but I think it came after Elon Musk. And those, the Prius and the Volt were just, I'll be honest, like kind of crappy and garbage, like pieces of garbage.
Yeah, and you know, you look at some of these cars, man, like the features are crazy, okay. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I see a lot of owners saying, you know, still to this day after owning the car for so long, like they're still learning new features, you know, and that's crazy to me.
Oh yeah, how, mm-hmm. He's got his Easter eggs. He calls them,
right? Yeah, it's crazy how, you know, nowadays, like, you know, cars can do all these things, you know. It's crazy to me. But what would you say to someone who maybe isn't fully convinced on getting, you know, like a Tesla, let's say, or an electric car?
Honestly, I would say that it is the car of the future, and eventually there's gonna be no other option. Uh-huh. And what we're talking with that, we're talking many, many years, but it still holds true, I believe.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. In terms of, you know, looking at the future, how far do you think we're going to go until, gas cars are just obsolete.
Well, Elon Musk was asked a similar question, and he gave a proposal that, or a statistic that, if we were to eliminate all manufacturing of all diesel engines and any car that wasn't electric, and now start to produce just electric cars, it would take around 25 years, because that's about how long the maximum lifespan of a car. And so my guess would be probably between like around 40. It sounds 40, 50, depending on how we're going. It may be longer, maybe shorter, but it really seems right. With the popularity he's gaining electric cars, it really seems that we're going in that direction and faster maybe than most people think.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's, maybe even taking the time limit off, it's like, it's crazy how we're going to get there, one point or another. Yeah. And it's crazy how, things change. And it's just crazy
yeah.
to me.
I mean, yeah.
But
I was going to add one thing. And even with in the last week, Elon Musk is still plugging away at his 1,000,000-mile battery. And his batteries are now being made without cobalt, which I know was a big issue a couple years ago, or in the last year or two. Do you know about that? There was this big issue with it happens in all electric cars and in a lot of batteries, not just for electric cars, that cobalt has been being used, and the problem with that is it comes mostly from, I believe, is it South? I think it's somewhere in South America or Africa, and it's they've traced these sites that are digging up cobalt that are using child labor, and so that's been a big problem. And they've been accusing your Tesla could be made from being made from child labor, and obviously that's not really? Obviously
huh,
that's not
I
a
had
good
no
thing.
Idea.
So yeah,
mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. right. Huh, I had no idea that was, that was a thing happening.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wow, yeah. Cool. So, time is going just way too fast. I just, I can't wrap my
head around it. I have to agree.
But we got to hit, we got to hit halftime real quick, and then I want to come back into that. But before that, we got to get our people some good old rapid fire questions.
I am ready? Very ready.
Let's do this. Cool. So, question number one. If you were to run for office one day, what would your slogan be?
That's a toughie right there. Maybe go along with what we were talking about. Electric is the future. How about that?
Electric is the future. I like that. I like that. Okay. Cool. So, number two. In the last week, what is just one song that, you've just heard, constantly,
only because of my own choice, Cherry Cola by Eagles of Death Metal. Reason why is because I recently watched a documentary on them. So I've just been I got back into them and I've been listening to their songs a lot.
Gotcha. Okay. I got you. Okay. Question number three. Are you more of a morning guy or an evening guy?
100% a morning person. I don't need much sleep, but I always just end up I'm never up after 9. Yeah.
I love to hear that. Because I'm a boat, right? But nowadays, it's hard to find people like that, like.
Yeah, especially in our age range, it's mostly stay in bed till 12 kind of people.
For sure. Yeah. I just find wake up in the morning, you can get a lot of more stuff done, because there's probably less distractions, And then, later on in the day, it's like, you just have more time, but I don't know. But
No, I totally get it. I have much more, motivation in the morning.
Right. Cool. Got it. So, question number four, second to last question here. Would you consider yourself a leader or a follower?
I definitely would consider myself a leader. Yeah. I wouldn't like to think of myself as that per se. I like to think of myself as not a follower. I kind of just go my own way. But yeah, maybe not a leader, but just kind of that. I go my own way.
Okay, I like that. That's respectable. Okay. And finally, our final question, the most loved question by the audience. Do you have any guilty pleasures we should know about?
That's a tough one. Let me think here. Probably
Is
quite too many video games. I don't know. I think would be my
that
answer.
right? Okay. Okay. I don't feel like we've got actually no, I think we got the answer once before. So, okay. I mean it's
Okay,
common, you
yeah.
know. It's common.
Interesting.
I'd be in the same
Yeah.
boat too. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, there y'all have it. There are your halftime rapid fire questions for today. I think we got to know you a little bit better with those questions. All right. So, we're gonna get right back into it. All right, y'all. So we are gonna get right back. Dive back into Elon Musk here. I just want to get your opinion. What is you know, obviously he's trying to get to Mars, you know. What's your opinion on that? You think he'll be able to get it done? And how long you think that's gonna take?
Well, there's a couple different things. So one, I totally believe in his search, 'cause he's a really passionate guy, and that's his most passionate project. He's created like four three different companies, not including SpaceX, to achieve this goal. And so one, I definitely respect him and his mission. I definitely think he can get it done. It will take a lot of effort and a lot of time. But I believe he will do it.
You mentioned, you know, him just having a bunch of companies, man. Like that, this man is he's I don't see how people can't respect him, you know. Like he's done so much and you know, he's if he gets that accomplishment, you know, it's gonna be big, you know, and I respect the guy so much. Although he's an interesting kind of guy, you know.
Oh, very interesting.
He does interesting things, but he's just he's done so much and I respect him for that.
Going back on Elon and his companies, did you know that he created PayPal first? Was his one of his first companies?
Is that right?
Yes,
No way.
PayPal. Most people don't know he created and sold PayPal just so he could make space. Not SpaceX. He already owned SpaceX. Just so he can make and fund Tesla, and just so he can fund SpaceX. Same with the Boring Company. He created the Boring Company just because he was sick of LA traffic, and he wanted to make tunnels under LA so he could negate traffic. I believe he just finished his first tunnel as well.
Is that right? Huh.
Yeah, and then
I
of
did not know
course,
that.
yeah, I
I did not
know.
know.
Yeah, it was funny. He was talking about it in an interview, how he literally just started off with a tractor, what's some kind of he just dug a hole in the ground basically. He rented some kind of tractor, whatever they call them, and yeah, just started digging a hole.
That's crazy,
Yeah,
man.
in the parking lot, I think, of Boring Company.
Jeez, that just makes me love him even more. Like after hearing that is crazy. Wow, man, Elon is just—he's a—he's quite the character. I love that guy. But
He is quite the
anyway,
character.
yeah, cool. Yeah, it's crazy how you know he's just done so much with his time and he's gone about it in more of a like a untraditional way, you know. But anyways, I want to ask you one more thing about Elon. Just kind of get your opinion. What do you think about that the
Oh, the Cybertruck, I think that's awesome.
Cybertruck?
a lot of people think it looks really stupid. And I'm not gonna argue with them about that. It does kind of look a little dumb, but his whole point is to make them interesting. Like, trucks have been the same since trucks have been around, and it really he's just trying to make them interesting again, really. Yeah, he's just making his own take.
Right. And I think it's a good idea. I mean, like it's not original, you know, it's something just unique and but I don't know. If I were to see one on the street one day, I don't know how I'd feel. But I don't know. Just kind of looking at it and looking at pictures and all that, I'll laugh because
yeah, man.
Like, but it's definitely it's cool to see. But anyways, unless you wanna bring up something else about that.
I was just going to say one more time that, yeah, it really, I've heard so many people say that they want to buy one just because of that it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And right, yeah, right. I think that's a very big appeal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you recall the price on that?
Oh God.
I'm about to look it up.
Right, I wanted now to say it was like 65, I think.
Right.
I want to, and then he took, I want, yeah. I want to say it was 65 or 75.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Right.
That's my guess right now. Let's see.
69,000.
Mm, okay.
You're right there.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
That's cool. That's cool. I think it's worth it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like 49 to 69,000.
That's
not bad.
That one's pretty. That's about a really decent kind of truck cost. But though, that just reminds me one more thing about Elon Musk is just how like cheap his base Model 3 is. 35,000, like that's crazy.
Right Yeah, right, yeah.
Such a cool car for just such a nice price.
I want to buy one. That's that's been on my list for the longest, bro, and I want it, you know. But that's cool. You know, we can literally do a whole episode on Elon because it's just my man is just he's such a good freaking guy. I love the guy. But
yeah, man.
Anyways, so we're going to go ahead, move into our final segment here, which I am excited for. So we're going to take everything we've said today and just tie it back to life. You know, how can we inspire the people by everything we've said today? Do you want to take the first stab at it or... How we want to do this?
I think I got a little something cooking up here.
Let's do it.
I think just in general, take a book out of Elon's take a page out of Elon's book and just have a dream and be set on it and grind and grind and grind. Yeah,
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. So you're now you're editor.
Yep.
And we've added title philosopher to your
resume. Oh, thank you. Oh, you flatter me.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Cool. Great. So yeah, I mean, honestly, I might just leave it at that. I kind of like how that sounded, but yeah, cool. We'll leave it at that. Hey, appreciate you for coming on.
Appreciate you, Ralph. Thanks for having me.
Just for the audience too. This is it's not our first time filming this. I'm not gonna lie, we had some technical difficulties first time.
I'll be honest, the sound guy's mic was effed up. It was not a good look for me when Ralph looked at his audio. That's what happens when you use a USB cable from your dad's random case in the garage. That's probably from the 80s or 90s.
Oh man. Hey, we'll tie that in too. You know, you make mistakes first time, but you take it, you learn from it, and next time you succeed.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll take that too.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed. Next Wednesday, I will be announcing our new co-host, which I'm excited for our Wednesday Peaks. Ooh. So be on the lookout for that.
Who's going to be?
But, hey, man, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. We're a few days away. So I'm excited. We're excited for that. But any last words you have for our audience?
I don't, just keep going, keep grinding. That's it.
I like that.
All right.
I like that. Wise words from a wise man. Cool. That being said, appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure to tune in next Wednesday, same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We overcame this peak. We'll see you all at the next one. Until then, adios. Deep, 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 deep